Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. We have covered, I believe, the content necessary to help us lay the foundation on what we expect to see when we read the Constitution on Constitution Day, Constitution Week. Of course, that's coming up next week, September 17th. It's really, really important that I emphasize that we have an enumerated Constitution, not a general Constitution. Anybody that's been listening to the show should understand this, but everybody that is new, because I have to believe that you, the listeners, are actually pulling more people in as we start to see more and more people are actually taking the information that they get from this show and writing articles regarding the 14th Amendment and so forth. And I think that's great. I think that it's really important to get people to start echoing. I don't want to create an echo chamber here, but I believe it's important to start repeating all calls further from the guard post than my own. And so and that's a general order in the military. So I want to emphasize the importance of getting everything set in this concept of constitutions. It's just like powers of attorney. You have a special power of attorney and a general power of attorney. Well, a special power of attorney is the same thing as an enumerated power of attorney. In other words, that power of attorney lists the few powers that a person is being granted, or the only power a person is being granted to perform. A general power of attorney allows a person to do anything and everything they possibly can to supposedly, you know, support your desires and requirements. And they're very dangerous. Everybody understands how dangerous they are. And the framers understood regarding constitutions how dangerous a general constitution was. This is why they created an enumerated one. And this is why they stood constantly in the ratification debates and says, those things that are enumerated are the only things they can do. If it's not enumerated, and George Nicholas used the words meddle. He says, if it's not enumerated, they can't meddle with it. So anyway, we kind of set the stage in understanding that the only way in building upon that concept, because we've just gone through the ratification debates and now I've laid out these vetoes where the president said, you can't create a Department of Transportation without amending the Constitution because that power does not exist. Well, folks, that power still does not exist within the Constitution, and so they're blatantly violating it. And that's why we need to read the Constitution to determine what can they really do and what can't they do. This is, you know, kind of food for the Republic Review kickoff so that people can start understanding, you know, the magnitude of what has to be wiped out and what has to be removed. Anyway, as you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org, and this is the only show that offers academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. As I've been going over all of this information the past couple of weeks, I've asked you, have you been pondering your role in petitions, common law grand juries, and the militia? If not, I would beg that you start thinking about your responsibility in doing these things, becoming a part of the militia in your neighborhood. I've already told everybody, and I've even mentioned this to my own neighborhood, my neighbors. We need to have a meeting. We need to have at least the conversation to say, what are we going to do if Antifa walks in our, you know, in our community? What are we going to do? And as far as I'm concerned, I think that we need to ferret through those who are going to be conscientious objectors, those are going to be supporting the Antifa stealing of property and damage, harming people, killing people, doing the things that mob violence does. So you need to have that conversation as well. I will assert this, and I've always said this. This is why I constantly say, and I used to say all the time, that there is no sign in the news that the federal government is giving up any of its unconstitutional powers. This is why the news cycle is killing us, because it constantly throws all of this crap at us. Oh, the West is burning. Oh, you know, there's all these protests, and these peaceful protests, all this crap. Friends, what we need to do is we actually need to start mobilizing and demanding compliance. And we're going to get into this, because I've already given you, and this is why I'm asking you to ponder your responsibility in using your First Amendment right of petition, calls for convening common law grand juries down at the county and local level, and your responsibility as a militia member. Now, the only thing we really need to focus on is compliance, but these are the tools that we need to use that helps us obtain compliance. Just focusing on it, just looking at something, doesn't do anything. It's just like knowledge is power. It doesn't become power until it's acted upon, which means you must act. You must engage. Sitting and getting fixated on what the heck is happening in the news will kill us. It will destroy us, because they understand that you are just engulfed in the sea of contention, the sea of fear, the sea of evil, and people are just in awe going, are you kidding me? All right, so I've said it, we're less than a week away from Constitution Day and week. So on the 17th, we are going to be going through the Constitution. Now, there will be a break. I have no idea what is going to be aired for this show on the 21st. And that's because I have sent, since I've been on Red State Talk Radio, I have had to take time off for funerals. I've had to take time off and sent shows in advance to go to Republican conventions and so forth. And when I send these shows in, they do not get aired. So I will send a show in, but there's a good likelihood that you may not even hear Reclaiming the Republic on the 21st. And so I have no control over these things, but I just wanted to let you know that on the 21st of September, my wife has a procedure, and my responsibility is to be there to help her and make sure she gets home and all of that. And so it's one of those things, every once in a while, your other responsibilities overcome these important things that you're doing in life. But urgent always supersedes important. And so I will be there, and I have no idea what will be airing. So I'll try to remind you that on the 21st, you might hear either a rerun or somebody else's show and go, what the heck's going on? No. GR is not gone. It is just that GR can't be on the air and broadcasting. Because if I can't, 9 times out of 10, if you've got dead air, then there's a good chance that we have been hacked. If you have a replay, then I have not been able to connect. So sometimes when we have those things happen, I've told you in the past, most people understand that we have had denials of service where in my trying to connect in broadcasting the show on a daily basis, sometimes we get denied that. And anyway, we've talked all about that. There's this one little thing I wanted to bring up. Schools, that people are starting to understand the schools are unsafe for children, and they're making these comments regarding germs. I have been telling you that schools have been unsafe for children for a long time, but some good reasons why they're unsafe. Schools are allowing cell towers to be propped up on school property so that your kids can be baked. schools have allowed the homosexual agenda and these other perverse agendas to actually be driven in and inculcated or brainwashed your children into believing that these perversions are natural and, you know, it's genetic. All of these big lies are being rammed into your kids. And in the old days, that would have been child abuse. They're also, you know, it's unsafe because they're also condoning godlessness and in demanding kids, you know, embrace the concept of godlessness, that we evolved, that we're not creatures created by a god, but we are people that just, you know, evolved from rodents and germs and so forth. This is a major inculcation, and again, I will tell you that it has been a godsend, this COVID-19, because I think more parents have woken up, and I think they're now getting engaged and breaking that that agenda that is being driven through the education system into your home. There's no doubt, and I've said this before, your kids are being programmed. If you are a Christian, if you are a moral and God-fearing person, your children are being programmed to hate you because you're the one that wants to ruin their ability to have a good time. How dare you? Anyway, we are going to get into some marketing. We're going to get into some election stuff. And before we do, I just want to thank you for tuning in. I would just beg and plead that you continue to help grow this show so that we can get this message that there is a solution. There are tools that we have. This is why this show, to me, it's the most relevant show, not because of me, but because of the content and the message. This is why we believe educating you is integral to this show. So we'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
All right, folks, I've said this before. I say a lot of these things over and over again, and I provide the evidence to what I'm telling you. We are in the throes of an insurgency. Actually, if you really want to look at the true definition of what's going on, we are in the midst of a civil war. If you look at the history of what we called our Civil War of the 1860s, that was really not a civil war because the South was not intent on trying to take control of the federal government or the central government or what have you. They did. It was not a civil war is a war in trying to obtain control over government. And so we are in the throes of an insurgency against the Constitution, which in essence is truly a civil war by definition. I want you to understand that they have actually over the years gotten us to believe that we have a right to protest, to riot, to actually do uncivilized behavior in a nation based on the rule of law, which begs, I think, the next article for me to write is to actually give you the academic evidence that there is no right. Anybody that's listened to this show, I've already provided these things in the ratification debates. They are very clear. Riotous behavior and or assemblies in violating the law, you can't assemble in the middle of the street. There are laws that dictate that you can only cross. I mean, jaywalking is against the law. There are all sorts of laws that are being violated by these protests because, oh, that's a First Amendment right. No, peaceable assembly means you have a right to assemble in areas made for assembly, whether that be inside a building, inside of a park. I mean, parks are areas for assembly. City streets and sidewalks are not. There are ordinances, laws, and statutes that clearly define that those are thoroughfares for commerce. You do something that hampers the flow and you are violating the law and should be arrested. So we've been bamboozled into believing that this is laws. I can't tell you how infuriated I get when I speak to law enforcement, like the Stevens County Sheriff or some of these other sheriffs in the Washington State area, or even when I'm talking to law enforcement in different states. Oh, well, that's a constitutional right. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, friends, we need to start backhanding across the face anybody that believes that they have a constitutional right in breaking the law and impacting your commerce, your way of life. And I just want you to understand that they have been using these concepts to basically pervert the laws so that they can do these types of evil things. They have allowed anarchy to become a fundamental right when there is no right within that Constitution for anarchy. And so I just want you to understand your responsibility of, you know, engaging government. Yeah, you have a right to assemble. That can be at a church, in a building, again, in a park, but it can't be in the street. It can't be on the freeway. It can't be even on the sidewalk. You have the only place, if you have a problem with government, the only place for you to assemble is the halls of government. But see, the progressive politicians didn't want you there. So they said, well, we'll allow you to protest and violate our laws. And that's why we have literally become, a petri dish for this insurgency to just blossom and bloom because, oh, well, we can't deny them their rights. It's not their right. Are you kidding? I want you to go through the guarantee clause, and I want you to understand how important this clause is because I use this in the unseen teeth in the Constitution, this argument to actually go after these idiots, these dolts that are actually violating our Constitution. So where's the guarantee clause? We'll get into this next week as well. Section 4 of Article 4 states that the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government. And most people, that's all they remember. And I emphasized that for a long time. But now we actually need to turn to this in understanding that the guarantee clause continues after that republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on an application of the legislature or executive when legislators cannot be convened against domestic violence. So in other words, they guarantee that we will be protected, our properties, our lives will be protected if we have an invasion or if we have domestic violence. They promise all we have to do is with the executive or the legislature, they are the ones that are supposed to actually apply to the federal government if they don't have the resources. Folks, the key here is if they don't have the resources. So when Jay Inslee did nothing in the state of Washington, when Kate Brown has done nothing in the state of Oregon to step in and say, you know what, I don't have the resources, federal government. What they have actually done is they have promoted it by allowing it to continue. They are supporting actually the insurgency against the Constitution, and they are violating Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. So this is where we need to get you to start protesting, but instead of, you know, going out into the streets, don't do that. That's where the thugs are. You need to get organized and you need to go to your county commissioners and demand that they convene, and you petition them with your First Amendment right of petition. You walk in with and have everybody have their own petition and sign it as a group. You dump 20, 30 petitions on their desk demanding that they convene a common law grand jury to declare that protests in the streets where jaywalking is illegal and or setting up commerce or any type of activity on a sidewalk, which is against the law within your municipality, that these protests are violating the fundamentals of our law, that the Constitution does not guarantee their ability to violate these laws, and that they demand that these be declared as unconstitutional, and these are acts of insurgency. And any politician that is supporting these protests to continue to damage property and cause physical harm to human beings and other living things, that those people be removed. All those politicians be removed for violating their oath of office. Again, I'm working with Bob Schultz on this. We do have the one petition in the state of Washington, and I've pegged people in New Jersey, in Michigan, California. Hey, what are you? I'm getting nothing. In social media, I'm actually putting it out in forums. Hey, we're doing this in Washington. Let us help you do this in your state as well. And I'm getting apathy and actually idiotic responses because people just don't realize that they can do this. This becomes the counter to the riotous, uncivilized behavior. While they're out there doing this, you can actually go into the halls of government and demand that they do their job, that this is enough, that we're in the throes of an insurgency, and that these things are actually violations, and everybody who takes an oath of office to support the Constitution means that they must support the guarantee clause where they are supposed to protect us. And so if President Trump, if your executive and or state legislatures refuse to do that, then your county commissioners need to step up and appeal to the federal government to say, we want your support in basically casting down, arresting, and stopping this evil from continuing in our county, in our jurisdiction, because our state has left us vulnerable. You know, a long time ago when people asked me, well, why are you going to leave California? Why are you leaving California? And I said, because it is obvious that politicians' paradigms has shifted from protecting life and property to supporting lawlessness. What we were about to witness was literally an open season on the citizens of the United States and their property, because, hey, this is a Bolshevik revolution. And I have told you time and time again, when we go through the scale of liberty, those people who are supporting the Bolshevik revolution, the communist cause, the ends justify their means. They will do anything and everything necessary to obtain their ends. And I'm telling you, there is nothing to refute this. History actually supports this. Look at the Khmer Rouge. Look at every communist revolution. They start to cut from the French Revolution on. They have killed people in their mayhem, and then they have seized control. Sometimes they've just kind of screwed it up, but it always ends with a lot of death and a lot of damage and destruction, and then full control. And it is a very scary thing that when America falls, there is no coming back. I believe that the only coming back is when the Lord comes back. Anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much, and we'll have marketing for you.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcasts and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so as we dive into the marketing, I'm going to ask you to tax your brain power, to tap into and try to be cognizant of the few things that we've kind of talked about. One of those things is the enumerated Constitution. Another thing is this guarantee clause within the Constitution. Another one of those things is your responsibility in petitioning your government, in demanding that they use common law grand juries. This way, and people, I want to be clear. The reason why I am on full on board with all of these different types of things that may not seem like it's associated to Republic Review, these things push. The petitioning for government for compliance to the Constitution will push the bigger question, what else do we need to do to ensure compliance of the Constitution? Well, that leads us right to Republic Review. It's the same thing with these common law grand juries. There is a symbiosis between petitioning, common law grand juries, and some of these other things that we're completely on board with. This is why, you know, I'm not here to just try to tout Republic Review and only this, and you got to do it this way. No. I believe that there are certain things, certain tools that are available to us that we have an opportunity to help be we could be the catalyst that actually ignites this, and I'll call it not a revolution, but a restoration of law, the restoration of our hybrid constitutional republic. So please, as we go through these stories in marketing, I want you to think about these things that we've asked you to ponder and keep in mind, okay? All right, so diving back into the G. Edward Griffin Need to Know News. Not sure if you heard this story, but here's an interesting little backstory. The days after Ireland was placed partially back on lockdown, see, they had a lockdown. They were one of the first countries that jumped into it, and then they kind of backed off, and then they went back into a lockdown mode. Well, shortly after they went back into a lockdown mode, the government officials and other elites broke their own rules and gathered for a golfing holiday. The Yellow Vests of Dublin organized a rally to protest against the lockdown, masks, and tyranny. The mainstream media ignored the demonstration that drew thousands of people. Dr. Marcus de Brun criticized the Irish government for failing to protect the elderly in nursing homes, just like what happened here, from COVID-19, while imposing harsh restrictions on the public, while they themselves were and felt that they believe that they are immune to their own laws. This is why another thing I pointed out in the ratification debates of the Constitution, how a couple of states pointed out that they cannot pass laws that would be tyrannical because Congress and the federal government must be under the same rules that they pass upon the people. Well, somehow they were able to get beyond that. Somehow they convinced people that they were elite and they are above their own laws. This is the sign of tyranny. Professor Dolores Cahill, a molecular biologist, said that 80% of the people who received an experimental vaccine had side effects in the first clinical trial, and after the second dose, 100% of the participants had significant adverse side effects. She recommended writing a notice of liability to schools, teachers, and principals to governing school boards to prevent them from giving children vaccines. Just so you know. Now, here's another story that G. Edward Griffin provides. Matthew R. Kay, a leftist teacher and author of Not Light, But Fire, How to Lead Meaningful Race Conversations in the Classroom, complained that virtual classrooms, as a result of the coronavirus, will allow parents to witness the communist indoctrination their child is receiving, and that this is a bad thing. According to Kay, having parents overhear politically correct, self-hating, anti-American propaganda their children are being subjected to means that it might be challenged, or that they might actually, you know, be able to confront and try to engage in changing. They have such a tight control over our education system. This is why they're in these positions of being able to do this crap in the first place. Remember the discussions about what you need to do regarding your children. And as a matter of fact, I tell people, because they're actually telling parents that they can't record these sessions or so forth, I want you to understand, folks, you have a right. This is your child. You have a right to know anything and everything that they are being taught. And if you can't be present, I would highly, highly recommend that you get hardware and software to be able to record every minute that that child is being exposed to the curriculum that they're trying to ram down your children's throat. Period. Done. I'm moving on. There is more evidence that only Republic Review will be the only thing that will take away these indoctrination centers. Even if we have Section 3 of the 14th Amendment enforced and we get every single politician to abide by their oath, it does not dismantle all the unconstitutional government. Even nullification doesn't do that. This is why we must interpose. This is why we must join together. You need to read that article that I've updated, Interposition versus Nullification, version 2. That article is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org on the Constitution Articles page. I just talked to somebody this week on an aside. They called and asked, hey, do you have your third book published? And I go, no, actually, these articles that I have produced are really the essence of the third book of Reclaiming the Republic, what we need to do and some of the things you need to understand. And these are the details of, you know, what's going on and how to do these things. And I'm hoping instead of people, because I understand that there are people that write books that peddle that so that they can make money, because it's, hey, that's how you make money. I feel like these things are that important that putting that income or putting myself into a position where, hey, you got to buy my books, you got to support me. I feel that that's actually an immoral position to actually place people in when you have the truth. It's almost like having the Bible and then making everybody pay a subscription in reading the Bible. Because, shoot, that's what we're doing with everything else. We're paying for all this other crap, for education, indoctrination, all of these things. They're trying to get us into a position of subscription. And I am anti-subscription any day of the week. And I would much rather pay for something once, like the old licensing with Microsoft. But anyway, I digress. This is coming soon to America. Authorities in Australia have given themselves the power to have police remove children from the custody of their parents to a hospital or quarantine facility in order to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules. Authorities in Melbourne announced that they would be using surveillance drones to catch people who don't wear masks and keep track of cars that travel further than 5 kilometers from home. Are you kidding me? This is what's going to happen here. Police have also been given the power to enter people's homes without a warrant and perform quarantine spot checks. If it happens somewhere, it is going to happen here. New Zealand announced last week that suspected COVID infectees and their family members will be held inside quarantine camps against their will for at least 14 days. Now, I just want to also say this, that if you fly to Australia or some of these other countries because you want to go on vacation like this upcoming winter and you want to go someplace nice, they have quarantine standards. If you fly to Australia right now, you will have to go into quarantine for 2 weeks. And oh, by the way, your hotel that you reserved is not considered a quarantine. They will dictate where you will be quarantined, and you will reimburse the state. So, in other words, they'll be able to use any force necessary to ensure that you pay for this quarantine that they are going to inflict upon you. Talk about draconian measures and heavy-handed tactics. J. Edward Griffin also comments, or in one of his Need to Know News articles, he says, violent looters in Kenosha brutally attacked a 71-year-old man who was recovering from a double bypass surgery and was trying to stop the mob from vandalizing and stealing from buildings during Monday night's protest. Someone threw a plastic bottle filled with concrete at the man, causing him to fall to the ground and break his jaw. he will have to undergo surgery. According to the owner of the mattress store that was set on fire and destroyed, someone pulled a gun on the senior as he tried to defend the buildings by spraying the looters in the face with fire extinguishers so that they would have to remove their masks and could be identified. Isn't that brilliant? Anyway, here's a man defending property rights where the government won't do that. This is what we have to do. We have to rise up. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Folks, Red State Talk Radio has brought back its monthly newsletter. I know everyone gets a lot of emails, but this is not a daily or weekly newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter. So you will not be overwhelmed with a plethora of emails from Red State Talk Radio. Come on, it's only once a month. I'll be contributing a constitutional perspective to one of the current issues to help everyone see an alternative perspective, or what I believe would be a framer's perspective regarding the issue to help us maintain a constitutional paradigm. I will also provide information regarding a significant historical context to the time of year so that we can remember our history, so we will not be doomed to repeat the inevitable failings from forgetting our past and origins. Just go to Red State Talk Radio and sign up for the newsletter. This way you can get a focused view of what is going on in the Republic as well as what is going on at Red State Talk Radio. Thank you.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so let me just say this before we get into the next story. I want to add something to the whole concept of your responsibility. I want you, if you are a member of the RNC, within your Central Committee for your county, if you're a member of a Patriots group within your county, your neighborhood, whatever social groups you have, your church groups, get them educated on their First Amendment right of petition and the power and the legal right of convening a common law grand jury, and get a First Amendment petition to your county commissioners and to your sheriff demanding that they step in and go after these thugs, go after these politicians who are violating their oath. Start using your power of petition that is guaranteed. If there is a law that they have created that says you cannot petition directly to your county commissioners, then you need to challenge them. Bring this up. If you've got a decent local media in some of these counties, people usually know these small state red counties, might know the newspaper, the radio, or somebody that has a conservative voice that actually can start browbeating and actually thumping in the chest your politicians for having laws that are unconstitutional, because you have a First Amendment right and a 14th Amendment right to not only petition the federal government, but to petition all government. So anyway, let's get into the next marketing show, or next marketing story, I should say. In Minneapolis, this is really important. I want you to understand just what a powder keg this revolution is. In Minneapolis, This is J. Edward Griffin reporting. A black man who had reportedly killed someone earlier in the day shot himself in the head in an accident that had nothing to do whatsoever to do with police brutality. However, hundreds of people rioted anyway. The incident was captured on city surveillance video and released by police within 90 minutes. Nonetheless, the suicide was still used as an excuse for looting and destruction. Guns were heard before the mob began breaking windows, setting fire to businesses, and attempting to loot Target and several other stores. The National Guard, the unconstitutional National Guard, not the militia, subsequently had to be called out to restore order. It should be the militia. The equipment and everything that the National Guard has should be surrendered to the militia and distributed to the different states, or I should say the different counties, to ensure every county has appropriate one representation, appropriate equipment, and appropriate training and standardizing, as the Constitution dictates. Another G. Edward Griffin news, and you're going to love this. CNN anchor Don Lemon is warning Democrats that they'll face consequences on Election Day for ignoring rioting across the country, and that the riots must stop because, quote, it's showing up in the polling. It's showing up in the focus groups. It's the only thing. It is the only thing right now that is sticking. He then suggested that Joe Biden could address police reform and blame the riots on Trump by saying it is happening under his watch. Now, you know, that happened, I think this was a couple weeks ago when he said this. Now, isn't it interesting how all of a sudden Joe Biden has a little bit of moral courage and backbone in standing up and saying we got to stop, kind of stop these peaceful protests? In related news, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, who is disqualified from public service because he's aided and abetted in the insurrection against the Constitution, he also acts as the police commissioner, has allowed rioting in his city for over 90 days instead of arresting Black Lives Matter and Antifa criminals. He is now asking citizens to, quote unquote, rise up. The rioters with a strong voice up against the rioters, I should say. It seems he is more interested in optics than the citizens of the town. And that is true. The citizens, your property rights, your life, your protection is secondary to their agenda. And as a matter of fact, you are their primary target because they know if they inflict enough damage in your neighborhoods, they inflict enough harm upon you, your family, your neighbors, your associates, you will surrender. I'd like to say those are the facts, but that's how all pointers are indicating that American populace will surrender. They are of the opinion, based on the indoctrination, based on everything that they've been doing leading up to this over the last 130 years, they believe that America is ready to surrender. So I remind you that you have your right to petition government. You don't have to go out and address these thugs. You have a right to defend your communities. You have a right to defend your business. And I would get all the firepower necessary for defending your business, your community, and so forth. Anyway, G. Edward Griffin also, another nice little story. The Seattle Police Department has confirmed that violent rioters used a substance suspected to be concrete to seal shut the door to the police precinct while trying to set fire to the building. The ATF is now involved. Another unconstitutional bureaucracy is now involved. The Police Officers Guild president said that this act shows that the leftists are intent on killing police officers and that the city is being held hostage by 100 to 150 people that are bent on destroying the city. Now, I want you to, you know, imagine, you know, how you probably have these hooligans that are the leaders and the instigators, and then there's the lemmings. It doesn't take much to all of a sudden show that you have a, you know, a city block or a couple city blocks of people. You don't need thousands of people to get away with a revolution. And they know this. This is just like the brown shirts marching down the street. You know, they're causing mayhem, causing damage, and their thugs, their thug actions are those things that instill fear and get people to surrender. So, are you going to surrender, or are you going to start exercising those rights and those powers that you have? You don't even have to go confront these people. All you have to do is go where the Constitution tells you to go, to the seat of government, and petition them to doing their job and threatening them that they too will be in their marks for being removed because of Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. Everybody that takes an oath must stand up against insurgencies and actual blatant violations of the Constitution and the law of the land. That is, in essence, that is by definition an insurgency. G. Edward Griffin, another nice little story on, I think this was a couple of weeks ago, Black Lives Matter and Antifa marched down the streets of Oakland chanting "Death to America" to the sound of smashing glass, openly proclaiming they want to destroy America. Do you need evidence that this is an insurgency? I'm asking, because, I mean, there's all of these types of things that are giving you everything you need, and you can cite these newspaper reports and so forth. Anyway, rocks, bottles, lasers, and shields were used to assault officers last week. A rioter in Kenosha was also caught on camera screaming the phrase while burning an American flag. "Death to America" also is a popular chant among the Islamic terrorists. Apparently we have a couple of bad insurgencies that are gaining ground in America. What is it going to take, folks? What is it going to take for you to at least take a stand? I'm not asking you to put a helmet on and your bulletproof vest and all your, you know, warrior gear and going out and fighting in the trenches. We can win this in the halls of justice. All you have to do is document what they're saying and how they refuse to support the Constitution and remove them in the next election. By running against them, by having your county central committee, your Republican central committee, actually defining who is going to run, building, developing, and nurturing candidates to replacing these Marxists. Woodland Hills, California, another G. Edward Griffin news story. An estimated 700 vehicles participated in a pro-Trump caravan in the San Fernando Valley that passed by a Black Lives Matter demonstration. Gunshots aimed at the Trump rally were reported to have come from an apartment, causing a flat tire on one of the cars. A SWAT team evacuated several buildings. No injuries were reported. And so it's, you know, apparently whoever shot got away with what they got away with, and there's no prosecution. You must demand that the laws and the Constitution be complied with. These people take an oath to office, an oath to serve. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help, and we'll be back with more marketing. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.